I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. Before Superstorm Sandy made landfall in 2012, several Connecticut towns received mandatory evacuation orders, but many chose to ignore them and ride out the storm. Now, researchers at Yale University are trying to figure out why. Today's weather predictions mean people have more notice than ever of advancing hurricanes, but Jennifer Marlin says there's still a big communication gap between forecasters and the public, which made her wonder,
why do people go? Why do people stay? What are the differences driving the behavior? And ultimately, how can we increase compliance when the state wants people to evacuate?
Marlin is a researcher at Yale University, and to begin answering that question, she surveyed more than 1,100 coastal residents to find out exactly who forecasters and first responders are talking to when they order an evacuation. She found about 21% of Connecticut's coastal inhabitants fell into a group called the first out. They basically think it's always safer to leave.
Constrained people are aware of the risks, but they perceive significant barriers. So health and disability issues, transportation problems or lack of transportation, or they have a lot of pets to worry about.
There are about 14% of coastal residents. Then there are the optimists, folks who will leave but don't really expect a hurricane to come, so they don't prepare. The largest group, at 27%, were the reluctant. Marlin says these people will leave, but only if they're directly ordered. The second biggest group, at 22%, were the diehards.
They're independent, self-reliant types, and basically they think it's safer to stay at home than to leave because of looters protecting their property, and also they're afraid of not being able to return quickly after the storm passes.
Marlin says the next step is to get this information to emergency responders and weather broadcasters so they can better communicate the risks hurricanes pose to the homes and lives of coastal residents. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.